Farewell, farewell, my dearest dear, all happiness wait on thee. For now, alas, my turtle dove, I am departing from thee. Nothing but death could change our love, but now he that will sever and separate those turtle doves which long lay lulling together. Oft times with kind embraces sweet, thy arms have me enclosed, with kisses lulling me asleep, like lovers kind disposed, whose firm affections naught but death at any time could sever. But now he'll part those turtle doves which long lay lulling together. Oh, could I stay but now with thee, thou shouldst as constant prove me, as thy to her Pyramus so dearly do I love thee, as not the love of any man our loves at all should sever. Farewell, my love, we now no more shall ne'er lie lulling together. Could tears express my grief of heart, which now I have conceived? Whole rivers from mine eyes should flow to tell thee how I'm grieved, that now I needs must part from thee, since death our loves do sever. And that, alas, we cannot now no more lie lulling together. But yet assure thyself, my dove, my turtle and my dearest, above all other men in the world, thy love to me was nearest. No fancy towards another mate our loves at all could sever. So kindly did we always greet while we lay lulling together, which makes me sigh and weep and mourn to leave my only sweeting. But yet I hope in joy and bliss we shall have better meeting. Though in this world most cruel death our love and joys do sever, yet we in better joys, I hope, in heaven shall live together. Therefore, my dear, be not thou sad, nor too much discontented. Oh, let not my departure hence of thee be now lamented, lest killing grief perplex thy mind. For though our bodies sever, we shall in the Elysian fields in joy and bliss meet together. So once more I bid thee adieu, now take thy latest kisses, dearest turtle dove, yet though our bodies sever, I hope in everlasting bliss we shall shortly meet together. As I was walking all alone, I heard a man lamenting. Under a hollow bush he lay, full sore he did repent him. Alas, quoth he, my love is gone, which causeth me to wander. Yet merry will I never be till I lie lulling beyond her. Good Lord, so soundly could I sleep if that I lay lulling beyond her all the night till day were light and the sun did shine upon her. Yet early by day I would steal away to keep my love from slander. Yet merry will I never be till I lie lulling beyond her. My love and I will gallantly so many years together. Her love was so inclined to me that now I'm loath to leave her. But now this wicked world is such that causeth me to wander. Yet will I never woman touch till I lie lulling beyond her. Like to the turtle I will mourn in absence of my morrow. With bitter tears I cry and mourn, my joy is all but sorrow. My comfort is to me much care, whilst floods and woods I wander. Nay, merry will I never be till I lie lulling beyond her. O gods that make the fowls that fly to love their mates so dearly, yet for her sake they do refuse to sing or chirp once cheerly. What comfort can the world afford? What joys then can I render? Nay, merry will I never be till I lie lulling beyond her. A pretty dame was once my love till death made separation, and she to me did constant prove without dissimulation. Yet for her sake still will I weep while I on earth do wander. Nay, soundly will I never sleep till I lie lulling beyond her. My dearest dear, I come to thee whence pleaseth death to send me. The grave I count my dearest home, oh, quickly then befriend me. She proved a hero true to me, and I will be Leander. I never shall in quiet it be, till I lie lulling beyond.